We have to go back to your love of honesty and April Fools.
Yeah.
Because I do think by the time this goes out, people will know that you are a liar, and it will be confusing if I don't like call you out on it on this bonus episode where you're like, oh my God, why would anyone ever lie? And you have just lied to me.
About Prince being alive?
Yeah, about that. Also, you told me that our podcast booking time was an hour before it was.
You gotta let it go.
I will.
You've gotta let it go.
I will let it go by coming an hour late to everything for the rest of our relationship.
Oh, what a change. What a change in the way
you... When have I ever? Tell them the truth. Listen, you're a liar.
Anyone...
You're a liar.
Anyone listening.
Truth. You're a liar.
Anyone listening who knows late people will know the anxiety of having a time-sensitive appointment with a late person. Now, not only... I didn't really think you were that late of a person, but I know you're like, you have a bubbly personality.
So, excuse me.
You get easily distracted.
Wait a second.
By fun
Am
things.
Am I a late person? Please tell, have I been late to anything?
Well, would you have been late if I hadn't threatened you?
I was 20 minutes early for
but
an hour
is,
and 20 minutes
before,
early.
Before we had that morning, you had told me to my face, I am a late person. You said it to my face. So, of course, I'm going to tell you, okay, show up an hour early.
Literally, you did not tell me show up an hour early. You told me the was a different thing. Which if this were like, if we were in a romantic relationship and I told you, my friend, that this was like the behavior that like my romantic partner, you would be like, oh my God, red flag, get out of there.
No, I would be like, is your,
what's that person's number?
An on-time person.
No.
Is your partner an on-time person and are you always late? Because then I fully relate to him and I think it's okay.
Sophie, this is about trust, as many things are with you. This is about trust.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't trust late people.
But I told you I was a late person because it's something I know about myself and actively combat. So that you should...
Well, I didn't know that at the time, did I?
Yeah, yes, you absolutely should. That. You have interacted with me on many occasions where I have both been on time and working on myself. We have a podcast about working on ourselves. Like, literally, there's absolutely no reason. I have never given you a reason not to trust me. I have given you ample reasons to trust both my time management, which is difficult for me. It is difficult for me, and I do it well because I know it's difficult for me. I'm a fucking adult.
Yeah. I mean, I have apologized.
Have you? Have you?
Well, you can apologize and still stand by that what you did wasn't wrong, right?
No.
I'm sorry that you were hurt.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry you got yourself hurt by my own self-protection.
This is like... It is, yes, it is, you're acting in the interest of your self-protection. It is crazy behavior.
Yes.
Absolutely
yes.
insane.
I also agree with that.
And
absolutely
unwarranted based on the way I have acted and continue to act in this relationship.
Sure.
And.
That is true. You, listen, I'm changed. I'm different now.
Are you?
The amount of times since that happened that I have wanted to do it because of my own anxiety and then I haven't done it. Like, I let you
excuse me
drive me to the airport.
You allowed me to drive you to the airport? Uh-huh, continue. Uh-huh.
The anxiety I felt around me being late for the airport, and I was like, no, I'm going to trust Abby. I'm not going to, like, order a cab just in case. I'm not going to, like, I checked the bus schedule just in, like, I checked it and I was like, I'm going to trust Abby, even if this means I might be late for my plane. And I did. And you showed up on time. And it was great.
Okay.
So I'm changing. I've learned. I'm learning.
I do think it's important for me to emphasize, Sophie, that this behavior, I understand it's like self-protective, that you're doing it because like you think you will protect yourself from getting hurt. You need to reassess it because it is the opposite. It is not in your self-interest. It is not in your self-interest to act this way. Like with me, it is certainly not. With other people, it is also not. Because I will adjust my behavior according to the way that I'm actually being treated. So I will start to be late. If you treat me like I'm going to be late and lie to me, I'm not going to trust you. And I will adjust my behavior so I am on time, which I do all the time, which takes a lot of effort from me. If you're telling me an hour wrong behavior, I'm not going to trust you. And then I am going to come an hour late every time.
But can I also say, yes, fair enough. And I'm not going to do it again. I've since then trusted you and you've showed up and everything is fine now. Really, this is a non...
Sophie says everything is fine. Abby, who got lied to.
But can I say, okay, but can I also say, you were like far out, like outside of London. You had to get into London. You don't live in London. You live in Copenhagen. And what I have noticed, I was in Copenhagen a few weeks ago. And what happens in Copenhagen is everything takes 2 minutes. No matter where you go, you're there in like a second. Traffic works perfectly. Trains work perfectly. It's so easy to get anywhere. And you're just a poor little thing who was living outside of London in a place you'd never been to before. And you had to take trains you'd never... Like, so much could have... Maybe you didn't know about trains being really unreliable here.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to say what you should do next time that you're feeling like this. Because I think okay. I can see...
Yeah.
From the way that you're speaking to me now, okay. That you know a future behavior that could actually help this and isn't lying to your friend who is trustworthy.
Next time, I'm going to acknowledge to myself that you're an adult person. And I will express my... I will express that... I'll say, hey, you know on Wednesday, mm-hmm. we're recording in the studio... I have irrational anxieties around us being late for that. I would love for us to meet at 9 a.m. because that would give us a lot of time to prepare. And also, in case either of us...
wait a second.
...is late.
No, that's condescending.
for reasons beyond our control, even though we try our very best... One of us might be late, and in which case 9 a.m. would make me feel calmer.
Okay, most of that I really liked. What I would like to request from our communication is you just tell me when you are worried explicitly about me being late and not be like, oh, because either of us might be late. Like, I know what you're thinking. You can say to me, like, I'm worried about you being late.
I could be late too. I can be late at times.
I know, frankly.
I can be late. So it could be me too.
Okay.
And then it would be good to be there early.
Yes. An hour early. For which I'll be an hour and 20 minutes early because I know you're anxious about it.
I mean, you're ripping up the past. This is ages ago. This was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
It's at least 3 weeks.
We haven't addressed it. I'm so glad we have now, though. Because also, like, we have now, because we're recording this, whatever, the past is, the time is a construct, but people will have seen the video where you are like admitting that you told and I think if we hadn't addressed it, people would be like, oh my God, Sophie is a red flag alert.
That is so interesting because I don't think so. I think there are people in the world who are like you, and I think there are people in the world who are like me.
You mean honest?
And some of them will be like, "Oh my God,
people like me."
Sophie is abusive and an asshole. And then there are other people who will be like, "Sophie's a genius," and there are other people who do the same thing all the time, where they're like, they have to lie to their late friends so that their late friends will be on time. And I just misunderstood you. I just misunderstood your message. When you said you were a late person, I assumed you were speaking the truth and saying that you were a late person.
What else did I say when I told you that I was a late person? What did I say?
I don't remember. No, this is... Okay, I do remember mm-hmm. because this was... I said on a podcast that I didn't like late people.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you said, I was like, oh, should I have told Sophie that I'm a late person? And that was the end of the conversation.
No, it wasn't. You are misremembering again. No, I was like, my natural state is to be 3 minutes late for things, I said. And I have worked on that hard because I know if I don't.
But 3 minutes isn't late.
Yes, it is.
That's not late. That's on time.
Okay.
3 minutes, that's not. If I was 3 minutes late for something, I'm on time for something.
But I expressly told you that. Anyway, the point is, this is a worldview issue that we come across sometimes in our relationship.
Yeah.
My worldview is the people are good and should be trusted, and I am good and should be trusted.
Yeah. And my worldview is I trust everyone too easily, and then I get my feelings hurt when they let me down.
Which is wild because you didn't trust me easily at all. How is that your worldview?
I did. And then you said you were a late person. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get my feelings hurt. And that's what I was thinking while you were explaining that when you say late, you mean 3 minutes.
Okay. But now you know.
I know now. I'll change my behavior in the same way as you're changing your behavior to be on time.
Oh, my God. Selfie. I have changed my behavior in order to... I know this isn't a change, but I do it more with you, is that I tell you the exact, like, amount that is realistic. So, like, when...
Yeah,
like,
no, I love that.
Yeah, and so with some people I know, I do that in general. That's my, like, general default, is, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to be... Like, it says I'm going to arrive at 10:07 or whatever to, like, let them know and to let them know exactly what I'm working with. Because I used to get, like, my mom taught me the word prevaricate when I was a kid. And
prevaricate,
which means it's not lying. It's, like, not answering so that you don't lie. It's, like,
oh, my God.
It's, like... And she is similar to you in that she would like all of the details, all of the 100% of the details.
Yeah.
And that is too many details for me. That is not how I like would like to operate. In some cases I would, but I explicitly ask for them. But I learned from her like that if I am able in some circumstances to give all the details she wants, it will make that experience go easier for her. If it makes it go harder for me, it might not be worth it. But like then I'll be like, I'll just share my location or I'll say this or whatever. But like in general, I don't think it is necessarily my job to give somebody all the information that I have about my life because that is, I'm trying, whatever. But I learned that in some cases, it's just easier to tell them exactly, like, instead of trying to make a guess that, like, you'll be 15 minutes late, be like, this is what time it says I'm going to arrive, like, whatever. But, like, some people are like, that's crazy. Why are you telling me all of that? Like, or I'll be like, it says I'm going to get there at 11:07. And they're like, okay, don't be there at 11:07:27. Like, they'll, like, make a joke about it. And I'm like, oh, because you're like me and I'm acting as though everyone wants all of the information, which they don't.
So, not everyone wants all of the information?
Yes.
So, like, because I do that, like, I'm going to take this train, I'm going to take that train, it says I'm going to be there by that, but this could happen, then I'm going to be there by that, because I think that is the polite thing to do. That is the normal thing to do.
I think some people want all that information.
But some people will be like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, some people are like, I just trust you to get there on time. Are you going to be there on time? I now, in relationships where I know that person, like, now I also like that. Like, I like you when you tell me the exact things because that's just how we communicate now. But certainly, I do that more with you than I do with, like, my partner, like, we don't do that. We're like, I'll be home around 5. And if it's, like, within a half an hour of that, it's okay.
Wow.
And then we explicitly tell each other if we need someone to be home, like, if we need this thing.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, that's the way really it works like for that. Us.
You're teaching me a lot about being emotionally healthy and communicating. And I'm getting better since you were very much on time for that thing and you yelled at me for a bit. And, like, I'm getting better now. And also, I will say, in Denmark, you gave me two incredible presents. One was, of course, the giant, huge, I cannot explain how big this is, book about the Queen Margaret of Denmark.
Yeah.
It was so freaking heavy. And I love it so much. But the second and probably best I mean, it's a tie between them. Gift was you started sharing your location with me when we were about to meet. And it is, I've never been happier than just sitting and looking at my phone and seeing your little icon just move slowly towards me. Oh, I knew exactly when to go leave my hotel room. I knew exactly when to go outside. At one point, I saw you take like the wrong way around. And I was like, oh, that's fine. At least I know where you are. And then you were like telling me like, oh, I need to go all the way around. And I was like, I know, don't worry about it. Because I can see you. I know where you are. That's all I need to know. You could be late if I can see where you are on a map.
But I think the thing
is, I just need to know where you are.
It's like, that's like part of like meeting in the middle, right? Like at that time, I could do that and it was fine. And I knew that it would make you feel better. But like, and that's me like meeting you. Meeting me is like, sometimes I'm not going to share my location with you. And you have to trust that I am going to do my best to get there. And even if I am late, which is not like it's not like a fundamental problem in being a person. No. If you are late for something one time, you're not. There's nothing wrong with you.
No, I know that.
You have to meet me by being like, I have shown you over and over again, I'm someone you can trust.
Yeah.
This is okay. Like, if I make a mistake, it's not even a mistake. I'm not even going to call that a mistake. If I am ever late for something, you have to be willing to look at how that feels and, like, get over it.
Yeah, and of course, and I would, and I have, and I always will, and that is... Yeah, duh, okay. Obviously. But I think meeting in the middle is more about the fact that you are only sharing your location with me sometimes when actually I would like for it to be constant. So we meet in the middle where you only do it sometimes. If you were going to do it my way, I would have a constant air tag on you. Mm-hmm.
Which, but I always knew where you now, were. I'm like, maybe I do because Sophie lied to me once. Maybe Sophie is the kind of sneaky where... You attached an air tag to me. How do I know? Do you know? Like, you're...
Listen.
Listen.
Friendship is about accepting each other. And I accept that you are sometimes late, and you accept that I sometimes track you and lie to you. This is just... We're just two pals accepting each other's slight but very human and sweet and some also like a bit cute flaws. Help hole. Listen to the full episode and a lot more bonus episodes on patreon.com/helphole and help this podcast keep going. Help hole.